Transformed by Truth, The Promises of God. Today we're diving into one of the most profound and hope-filled subjects in all of Scripture, the promises of God. From the promise of salvation to peace, strength, provision, and eternal security. God's promises are like an anchor for our souls. They guide us, comfort us, and remind us of who God is and who we are in Him. Each of God's promises reflects His character, His faithfulness, love, and sovereignty over all things. As we explore these promises today, I pray that your faith will be strengthened and that you will leave with a renewed confidence in God's word. The promise of salvation, God's greatest gift. We begin with the most foundational promise in all of Scripture, the promise of salvation. John 3:16 is one of the most well-known verses in the Bible, and for good reason. It encapsulates the gospel in a single sentence and reveals the depth of God's love for us. John chapter 3, verse 16. For this is how God loved the world. He gave His one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. This promise of salvation is rooted in God's unconditional love. The Greek word for believe, pisteo, is more than intellectual assent. It's a trust and reliance on Jesus as Saviour. The promise is simple. Believe in Jesus and you will not perish, but have eternal life. Salvation is not something we earn. It's a gift of God's grace, given freely to all who believe. It's the ultimate fulfillment of God's promises, offering us hope, not only for this life, but for eternity. John chapter 1, verse 12. But to all who believed Him and accepted Him, He gave the right to become children of God. When we accept God's promise of salvation, we're not just saved from something, we are saved to something. We become children of God, heirs to His kingdom, and participants in His divine nature. The Greek word, aionios, used in John 3:16 for eternal, refers not just to endless duration, but also to a quality of life that is lived in the presence of God. Eternal life begins the moment we believe in Jesus. It's not just a future hope, but a present reality. Have you fully embraced the promise of salvation? If you have, are you living in the freedom and joy that comes with knowing your eternity is secure in Christ? We should let this promise shape our lives and our perspective every day. Think of a life preserver thrown to a drowning person. The person must choose to grab hold of it, trusting that it will save them. In the same way, we must reach out in faith to accept the salvation that Jesus offers us. The life preserver is there. It's up to us to take hold of it. It was Billy Graham who once said, "The greatest promise ever made was John 3:16. It shows us that God loves us, and He proved it by sending His Son." The promise of strength and courage, God's presence in our battles. God doesn't just promise us salvation and then leave us to fend for ourselves. He promises to be with us every step of the way, giving us strength and courage in the face of life's challenges. This is powerfully illustrated in Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. "This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." This promise was given to Joshua as he prepared to lead the Israelites into the Promised Land, a daunting task that required immense strength and courage. God's promise to Joshua is the same promise He makes to us today. We are not alone in our battles. His presence is with us and His strength is available to us. Psalm 27 verse 1. "The Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger, so why should I tremble?" David, he knew the power of God's presence in the face of fear. He drew strength from the knowledge that God was his protector and his fortress. The Hebrew word for courageous in Joshua is amatz, which means to be strong, firm, and bold. This is not just physical strength, but a resolute, unwavering confidence that comes from knowing God is with you. What battles are you facing today? Is it a health issue, a financial challenge, a difficult relationship? Remember that God is with you. His presence gives you the strength and courage to face whatever comes your way. Think of a young child learning to ride a bike. At first, they're afraid to pedal on their own. But with a parent's hand steadying the bike, they gain confidence and eventually ride freely. In the same way, we gain strength and courage when we know that God is with us, guiding and steadying us along the way. Max Lucado wrote, "God never said that the journey would be easy, but he did say that the arrival would be worthwhile." The promise of peace, God's guard over our hearts and minds. In a world filled with anxiety and turmoil, God promises us peace that transcends understanding. Isaiah chapter 26 verse 3 offers a powerful reminder of this truth. "You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you." The Hebrew word for peace is shalom, which means more than just the absence of conflict. It refers to wholeness, completeness, and well-being. This perfect peace comes from trusting in God and fixing our thoughts on Him. Philippians chapter 4 verse 7. "Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and your minds as you live in Christ Jesus." The Apostle Paul echoes this promise in his letter to the Philippians, reminding us that God's peace acts as a guard over our hearts and minds, protecting us from anxiety and fear. The Greek word for guard in Philippians 4:7 is phorerio, which refers to a military guard that protects against invasion. God's peace is like a fortress around our hearts, keeping out worry and fear. Friend, are you struggling with anxiety or fear today? Fix your thoughts on God, trust in His promises, and allow His peace to guard your heart and your mind. His shalom can fill every area of your life, bringing wholeness and well-being. Think of a castle with high walls and guards at every gate. No enemy can enter without permission. In the same way, God's peace acts as a guard around our minds and our hearts, protecting us from the attacks of worry and fear. Charles Spurgeon once said, "Peace is not the absence of trouble, but the presence of God." The promise of provision, God's faithfulness to supply our needs. As we continue to explore the promises of God, let's turn our attention to His promise of provision. The Bible reassures us over and over again that God is faithful to supply everything we need. Not necessarily everything we want, but everything we truly need according to His wisdom and His grace. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19. "And this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from His glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus." This powerful promise spoken by the Apostle Paul to the Philippians is rooted in the unchanging character of God as provider. Notice the emphasis on needs, which encompasses both our physical and spiritual necessities. Paul assures us that God's provision is not limited by human constraints, but is drawn from His glorious riches in Christ. Psalm 23 verse 1. "The Lord is my shepherd, I have all that I need." David in Psalm 23 reflects a deep trust in God's provision. The image of the Lord as a shepherd portrays God's tender care and guidance, ensuring that we lack nothing essential. The Greek word for supply in Philippians 4:19 is pleroo, which means to fill to the brim or to complete. God doesn't just meet our needs halfway. He provides fully, completely, and abundantly out of his infinite resources. What needs are you trusting God to meet in your life right now? Is it financial provision, physical healing, or spiritual strength? Remember that God has promised to supply all your needs in Christ. Trust in his timing and his provision, knowing that he is faithful to care for his children. Think of a well that never runs dry. No matter how many times you return to draw water, it is always full. That's how God's provision works. His supply is inexhaustible, and he invites us to come to him for everything we need. John Piper once said, "God is always doing 10,000 things in your life, and you may be aware of three of them. Trust in his provision, even when you can't see the full picture." The promise of God's presence, never alone, never forsaken. One of the most comforting promises in all of Scripture is God's promise of his abiding presence. No matter where we are or what we're doing, whatever we're going through, God assures us that he is with us and we are never alone. Hebrews 13 verse 5. Don't love money, be satisfied with what you have, for God has said, "I will never fail you, I will never abandon you." This verse contains a powerful promise of God's constant presence. The original Greek phrase for never abandon, it's a double negative that strongly emphasizes the certainty of this promise. God is saying, "I will never, ever leave you, nor forsake you." Matthew chapter 28 verse 20, "And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Jesus' final words to his disciples before his ascension offer a promise of his continual presence through the Holy Spirit. Even as they faced the daunting task of spreading the gospel, Jesus assured them that they would never be alone. In both the Old and New Testaments, God's presence is a theme that runs through the entire narrative of Scripture. In the Hebrew Bible, the word Shekinah is used to describe God's divine presence dwelling amongst his people. This presence is not just a theoretical concept, but a living reality that brings comfort, guidance, and strength. Do you feel alone or abandoned today? God's promise to never leave or forsake you is as true now as it was thousands of years ago. Cling to this promise and let it bring you peace and confidence as you navigate life's challenges. God is with you and he will not fail you. Imagine a lighthouse standing strong amidst the storm, its light never wavering. Just as the lighthouse guides ships safely to shore, God's presence is a constant beacon in our lives, guiding us and assuring us that we are never alone, no matter how dark the storm may seem. A.W. Tozer said, "The man who has God for his treasure has all things in one." No matter what else we face in life, having God's presence means we have everything we truly need. Holding on to the promises of God. As we conclude today's sermon, I want to remind you that God's promises are not just nice ideas or abstract concepts. They are powerful truths that can transform our lives. They are truths that we can build our life upon. Whether it's his promise of salvation, strength, peace, provision, or presence, these promises are as real and trustworthy today as when they were first spoken. These promises are available to each of us through faith in Christ. And I encourage you to reflect on the promises of God this week. Take hold of these promises in the days ahead. Let them shape your prayers, guide your decisions, and give you confidence in whatever you're facing. God is faithful, and his promises will never fail. If you haven't yet fully embraced God's promises in your life, now is the time. Today is the day to say yes to Jesus. Trust in his salvation, rely on his strength, rest in his peace, look to him for provision, and draw near to his presence. These promises are for you, and they're meant to transform your life from the inside out. Let's pray together as we ask God to deepen our faith in his promises and to guide us as we live in the light of his truth. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your promises. We thank you, Lord, that you care about every aspect of our lives. Help us, Lord, to deepen our faith in you, to trust in your promises. And Lord, I ask that you would guide each one of us, that as we daily walk with you, that we would learn to live in the light of your truth. Bring a blessing upon our lives and upon those that we know. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. May God bless you and keep you, and cause his face to shine upon you and give you his peace. And may you be transformed by the truth of his word.